Unit 2. Expectation. You will hear five different people, 1 to 5, talking about the first time they flew abroad by themselves and the expectations they had. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what each speaker said. There is one statement that you will not need. Speaker 1.
I'd never travelled at all as a child. I was 18 when I first went abroad. You see, we'd always had family holidays in our own country. I think Dad knew he couldn't cope with the hassle of taking a big family abroad. But when I was 18, he paid for me to fly to Switzerland for a mountain walking holiday with a touring group. In many ways, I didn't know what to expect. I guess I thought flying might be quite scary, but in the event, I was actually rather disappointed when we had to get off. On the runway, I just couldn't believe the views. We were completely surrounded by snow-capped mountains, and from that moment on, I was well and truly hooked on travel.
Speaker 2.
Well, travelling abroad was nothing new for me, as my mother's actually Canadian, so most summers we flew over there and stayed with my aunts and uncles. So my first solo trip wasn't the big deal it might have been. Canada's a long way to go alone when you're 20, but it was second nature to me, really. I just had to organise myself, whereas before it had all been done for me. And that's quite a big step, and you have no choice but to rise to the challenge. It's a case of sink or swim, really. Fortunately, I swam.
Speaker 3.
Believe it or not, the first time I actually went independently was a business trip to Russia. I'd been overseas dozens of times with family and friends, always with somebody. It was a great eye-opener. The whole thing of airports, planes, connections is a whole lot more intense somehow when it's just you. Make a mistake and you're reliant on yourself to sort it out. And I'd say it also intensifies the whole experience of your trip. Maybe because you've got a lot more time to think about it and make your own decisions. You soak up the atmosphere, the experience of being overseas, that much more.
Speaker 4.
My first time abroad was on an English language course in Australia. It was all so new and exciting for me that I'm not sure I really had any expectations. I went into it with an open mind. I suppose one preconception I had, as a city dweller, of a vast country with loads of countryside to explore, never really got put to the test. I spent all the time in the city of Perth. And, well, city living is city living pretty much anywhere, isn't it? I'd say your first time abroad alone is the making of you. It makes you much more independent and confident in your life.
Speaker 5.
I'd flown before with my family, but when I was 21, I was a really keen runner and I saw this advert for a big marathon event in Japan. I thought this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, as everything was organised for you, except, of course, you had to fly by yourself. I knew Japan was supposed to be a really efficient place where everything works well and runs on time, and once I was there, the local organisation was first class. But unfortunately, I couldn't say the same about the trip home, as I had numerous problems with delayed flights and such like.
Now listen to the recording again.